I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission, April 1st, 2013, to order, and call on Rick Finley, if he will, to offer an opening prayer. Mr. Finley?
Heavenly Father, we want to come before you this morning, and we just praise you, God, for the great God that you are, a creator, sustainer of all our lives, dear Lord. We just thank you so much for the blessings you pour out upon us. Thank you for this country that we live in, dear Lord. Thank you for the freedoms we have, and for this portion of the country we live in. We again praise you for the great things that you've given us. Thank you most of all, dear Lord, for salvation, and we just pray that you would just help us to be witnesses for you as we go about our daily lives. We pray, the Lord, that today as we go about our business, that there would be great wisdom passed from you to those that make decisions, and we would just lift them up to you, Lord. Just pray that you would just open our hearts and minds to hear and say the things that you want us to do. Pray, the Lord, that you would be with those that might be in harm's way, that they would be defending our freedoms wherever they might be, and for their families, dear Lord, that I know is missing them dearly. Thank you again, the Lord, for the many blessings you give us, and pray that you would just watch over us today. These things we ask in your Son's name. Amen.
Amen. Commissioner Strahan, if you'll lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Thank you, Rick. Commission remarks.
The only one that I have is tomorrow is voting day. It's a very important day to all the citizens of Taney County. So just a reminder for everyone to come out and vote and express their opinions on county issues.
Agenda review, Nikki.
Good morning, gentlemen. You'll see there's two items on the request form I placed in front of you. I believe we do have some time on Thursday as well as next Monday.
Does the sheriff have a contract for number two? Is that what he's going to be presenting?
I did not speak with him on that. I was going to touch base with him.
But if it's
just because it expired, then we'll need to get it to our council for review.
He's asking for executive session, so just set it up along with the others. Isn't it?
And he's asking for 30 minutes, so I'm wondering.
30 minutes? I wish that you would get to him a copy of the contract to Frank that we currently have in place. And if he has any recommended changes, I would like for the council to have advance warning of that, have copies before we have that meeting. And then if you'll work with him, any date is fine with me.
Right.
Okay.
Is number one a discussion about existing real estate or real estate that the county commission might be interested in, at least in part?
I don't have any information on it.
Would you find out from Randy and or Scott?
Yes.
Specifically? And then again, I don't have any druthers about when we hear it.
No.
So go ahead.
Did they request Thursday? Is that what they've got requested?
They didn't request any specific day.
You just set that up with them then.
Okay. You gentlemen have anything you'd like scheduled?
Based upon conversation with an attorney this morning, we may be continuing one vacation, or at least in part for a second hearing.
Okay.
And so that's a possibility. Sooner rather than later.
Okay.
Is it next week or is it the week after that's the MacLedge conference?
It's the 15th.
Okay. Anything else, Danny?
No.
Thanks, Nikki. Is Debbie here, Nick? Am I reading this right? We have the energy grant funds listed today?
Yes.
Well,
we don't know what to do unless you have it set it for a definite time, and we don't know what her schedule is if she's not here.
Okay. Road vacations. We have two. I would like to bring up the Emery Creek Glades subdivision road vacation first, or proposed road vacation. Mr. Styron, you have a choice of standing there or sitting, whichever you prefer.
I'm happy to stand.
Okay.
Emery Creek Glades was platted, I guess, the first time in 2007. Subsequently, Rich Depp and his wife bought an additional 40-foot strip on the west side of it, and there was an interior cul-de-sac and another road that were, because of the terrain, were difficult to build. They only sold one lot. It's on the very northwest corner of it, and there's one house on it. None of the roads are built other than the there's an existing road that leads to the front lot that's actually not in the subdivision. And so you filed a replat last year, and in the replat he shows a different road alignment, and he added the west 40 feet that he purchased to the two lots on the west side. And when the replat was recorded, Doug Fabian designated a street in the middle. This is on the near the like the third to the last page of your petition, a section of street to be vacated there, and another one across the north side. And there, it's actually notated on the replat that's been recorded. This is an extra copy. This part here and section here are to be vacated. It's written in tiny letters. This thing was not a dedicated street, so it's not being dedicated. That's a piece of land that was bought after the first plat mapped to it. So we're asking you to vacate this and I believe this section up here. This is an existing road that comes in and provides access to these lots. And this is not built and it will provide access to the other three lots. We have published notice in the Branson Tri-Lakes News on March 16th within the 15-day, with the 15-day advance period. We've sent notices to CenturyTel, Empire District Electric, White River, and Suddenlink, and we've received consents that I can add to the file from Empire and White River. And I don't believe there's anyone to speak in opposition, and I've prepared an order. I'll leave with you.
This doesn't interfere with any... The only house that we see on this is...
They're an applicant.
Okay.
The Marlowe's.
All right.
Hi. copy of the order. I'll leave with you. It has the affidavit of publication attached.
And here are the
consents that we've received back from Whiteman and Fire.
Is there anyone present that wishes to speak in favor of this vacation besides counsel that's representing?
Yes.
Would you like to come up?
I'm Kim Hagen with Keller Williams Realty. I'm representing the Marlowes. And they are in agreement to make these changes. We currently have their property listed for sale and under contract and trying to get everything squared away as far as the property lines and have an agreement with the current buyers as well to do this. So they would like to be able to see this done so that they could be able to sell their property and move on.
They are the occupants of the house.
Yes.
Thank you. Is there anyone present that's in opposition to the vacation as presented today regarding Emery Creek Glades subdivision? Frank, I know I'm catching you cold. Do you have any comments regarding?
Yes, sir. I've previously reviewed the petition to vacate, and it's in proper form. From what I've heard here today, all of the requirements in the statute for vacation of the property have been met, so it's up to you all to decide. I've looked at the proposed order, and I find nothing wrong with it. I'll look at it a little bit more if it's okay with you all before you sign it.
Thank you.
Frank, if that be the situation, I'm going to move to approve the road vacation as presented for the Emery Creek Glades.
Pending any comments that Frank might have when he's reviewing this, is that?
He's stated that
he's already
reviewed
approved it to form.
He just wants before we sign to.
Second, motion's been made and seconded to approve the vacation as presented in Emery Creek Glades subdivision. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Thank you,
Next vacation is a portion of public roads in Dixieland Heights. Was contacted and spoke briefly with the attorney that has presented the vacation, who was called up to court this morning and is over in the judicial facility now, and has asked if we could move this forward. I told him that, in my opinion, we would take up the petition if there was no objection, so that we would have it on record as of today, which is the stated day, I think, for petitions, and that we would, in fact, take any comments that were here, but we will, unless there's an objection from Commissioner Strahan, move that forward and allow him to speak as well on behalf of those that he represents and anyone else at the time. And also, since we know that there has been a remonstrance filed, we would prefer that our third county commissioner is here as well. Since Mr. McCullough is not here, is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of the petition that is in front of us for the vacation of portions of the roads that exist within this subdivision. Yes, in favor.
Your Honor, could I speak?
Sure.
We prefer, if you're going to continue the hearing, to have all the hearing at once. My clients don't really want to put on their evidence and have to have Bill here I feel like we'd be taking unfair advantage of Bill if we do that. And frankly, I don't want to put on all my evidence and then have 2 weeks or whatever to respond to it. And we, too, would prefer that Mr. Williams be here. If you're going to continue the case, we would prefer that the whole case be continued and we deal with it all in one day. I think that's more fair for the both parties, to be honest with you.
Daniel?
I'm not, we're trying to follow the statute as we present on the first Monday.
Can we not say that it's presented today and just continue the whole hearing? That's what I'm proposing, not that they have to refile or republish or anything, that we consent that it's been presented, but that we continue the hearing until the day when everybody can be here.
And personally, I believe that, yes, we can do that. I will defer to our counsel to give us advice, and then we'll discuss it.
I believe you can do that. And candidly, that makes more sense, because if you're going to have another hearing, even if you had stuff today, my experience has been you'll replow the same ground again. So what this gentleman would present today would probably have to be re-presented as a practical matter later. So it just makes sense for me. And serve everybody's time and effort
There's
to move it if no one is objecting to that.
Do you have an objection to that?
No.
Okay, there's only a question that I have. If you have a presentation and when the schedule's set up and you couldn't make it, or the people that are here presenting the petition couldn't make it, then we would be back in the same ground that we're in now. So that was my only question about the...
that is true,
but
well, if it's your counsel that's not here, if their counsel was not here, I would extend the same consideration and courtesy to them to hear this at a time when counsel was present.
And I'm sure that's what Bill prefers. Having talked to him, I'm sure that's what he prefers, is that we hear it when everybody's present.
Bill said to me this morning that we could go on if we wanted to. That's you.
Well, I'd like the record first to show, obviously, that the vacation petition has been presented. The contained within that vacation petition or attached to it is a remonstrance that has also been filed, and that we will hear both sides at a time to be determined. I would hope that it's no later than next Monday. And that we can move forward.
Won't be Monday. Ron.
Won't be Monday?
Well, it is. Wait just a second, maybe on the dates.
Week from Monday is when our meeting is.
The week from Monday is when our meeting is. Okay, so it could be next Monday.
I'm fine that day, Your
Honor. And we'll check and make sure, and we'll notify you ASAP, which will be hopefully sometime this morning, as soon as we can, and you as well.
Okay.
We will. We're anxious to hear from both sides on the petition that we just heard. I visited those roads, and I visited the roads that are in Dixieland Heights as well. So I've been over them, seen them. But we will, if there's no opposition, continue this vacation until a time to be determined. I'm shooting for next Monday. I'll have Nikki call you right away. Thank you all and everyone. Could we stand in recess for about 5 minutes, please?